Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. One Bills Live. The bye is over. The Bills getting set for a game on Sunday. John Murphy, Steve Tasker in our Seneca studios, joined by Bills cornerback Levi Wallace, just off the field after practice today. Levi, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Tell me about today. It looked like kind of a T-shirts and shorts type of walkthrough practice. At least it's good to get back to work a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Just getting the blood flowing a little bit, getting back on track, making sure everyone's on the same page, ready to hit this. Was it 10, 11 game 11, stretch?
Right at halfway point.
Yeah.
11 weeks from the start of camp and 11 weeks left.
Crazy, right?
Hope for a few more weeks than 11, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, time is flying.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just get everyone back on track. Just go over some things that we probably missed the first couple weeks and start looking at the Dolphins.
Yeah, starting to get to that point where, like you do every season, where it's like a random drawing where, okay, this week Matt Milano's going to get hurt. He's going to sit out for a while. Now you're getting back Devin Singletary, but you start to rotate. You know, you almost rotate guys through and test the depth. You know, he lost four guys during the game last week. Does that buy – I mean, as a healthy player, what's that like, and how does a team react when – guys are in and out of the lineup with injuries?
I think the coaching staff does a great job of just having guys ready, you know, making sure everyone's prepared because, like you said, anything can happen at every single position. I mean, even with the starting quarterback a couple weeks ago, you know. So just having guys prepared and, you know, ready to go and ready to play, it doesn't really make too much difference. You know, the communication is all the same on the defense side. Right.
Levi, so far this year for the Bills, five games, you've started five. You came in around, I think, mid-November, November 10th or 11th last year and started the final seven games. Are you at the point now where you can settle in and say, yeah, I'm a starter, I'm an NFL starter for this Buffalo Bills team? You feel settled anyway?
Settled, but not really,
not
you know, satisfied,
yeah.
You know. You know, I just, like I said, I just want to keep going out there and competing. You know, like my job is on the line, you know, each and every week. That's how I want to play. So, you know, I'm happy that the coaches, you know, find comfort in me and putting me out there, and I'm able to go out there and make plays as best as I can.
Your background, I'm sure, plays into that, right? You had to walk on at Alabama to get on that team and win national championships and play there, and then come here as an undrafted free agent. It's almost in your makeup, I would think. You got to keep pushing to settle in, to feel settled here, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what makes me, you know, the player that I am. You know, just always fighting, you know, even with something simple as a receiver catching a ball, I'm always trying to fight it out. You know, that's just my mentality. I'm just a fighter, so I'm going to go out there and compete every single day.
Much different feel on this team. You came in mid-November, like Murph said. You've been here like almost a full calendar year now. Mm-hmm. This is a much different group of guys in this locker room. You seem to have raised it to a new level defensively. Your offense has got a little more under the hood now. Mm-hmm. What's the vibe like? And I know it was when I played, it was like that. When you felt like you were getting better, how, you know, and sometimes you are, but how do you prove that to yourselves? I mean, what's the next step for you guys to say, okay, we are a good football team. How does the vibe change as your team improves?
I think specifically on defense, you know, we just have to stay, you know, hungry as we've been, you know, and not let games, you know, come down, you know, just to us, you know, try to make more takeaways, give the offense more opportunities, you know, limit even less, you know, that we've been doing. You know, I think we know in our hearts that we're a pretty good defense, but I don't think we're satisfied with that at all. You know, I think we want to be number one in every category, you know, even being specific with Dennis, you know, just the job that he does with giving us numbers, you know, just how we can move forward from that aspect.
Right. I want to ask you, you mentioned when you sat down here a minute ago how the last time you were with us was training camp. Mm-hmm. Back, it seems like a long time ago now.
Yeah.
And at that time, you were considered to be in like a three-way battle for a starting spot, right? Mm-hmm. But very early on in camp, you established that you were the starter and you haven't let go of that. How much has your approach changed since then, since camp?
Like I said, it's the same. You know, I fight for every play, you know, that I get because it's not promised, you know. You know, with injuries and you know, we have other corners behind me that do a great job as well. So, you know, I have that mindset to go out there and compete, you know. And with them as well, they make me better as well, especially Kevin.
Are you do you notice, do teams kind of stay away from Tre'Davious on the other side and come your way? Is that a pattern that you saw through the first five games?
Yes and no. I mean, they have to throw the ball eventually at one of us.
Right.
You know, if I'm playing really well, you know, then they'll start throwing at him. He's playing really well, they'll start throwing at me. And we both make plays, and then you have the two safeties, two of the best safeties in the league, you know, that are just tracking the ball down as much as they can. So I think you have to really pick your poison and see where you really want to throw the ball. You know, I just try to lock my side down and make him try to throw at Tre'Davious, and knowing that he's going to make plays on his side. So
when do you start looking, open up the book on the Dolphins? Either today, or do you wait to make it a normal week and wait till Wednesday? Coaches will start game. They probably have already started game planning on these guys, but do you start getting an early look at them already?
Yeah, with film, you know, just by yourself. You know, I think tomorrow's an off day, as usual. We're going to treat it like a regular schedule. Tomorrow's off day, just start film by myself, and then come in Wednesday prepared, you know, knowing what they do on first and second down and going from there.
What do those safeties do for you on the back end, those two, Hyde and
Porter? I mean, they run the show back there. You know, whatever they say goes. And I trust them. You know, they have the most experience out of all of us. Well, I think 6 years each,
seven years.
So, you know, just asking them whatever they say goes and trusting that they'll be in the position that they say they will be. You know, just running the show, you know, whatever they see, cut this, cut that, you know, alert this. And 95% of the time, they're usually right. So,
you're going into – I know you don't really keep track of this, but the Dolphins are struggling to win games down there. They lost one on a two-point conversion, I guess, yesterday. Mm-hmm. You can't – how much do you let that leak into your thought process? Not at all, I would think, right?
I mean, this is the NFL, you know, and I remember – my mom used to say it to me back in the day. She wasn't talking about the NFL specifically. She was talking about high school, but she was saying any given Sunday, you know, you can lose. She was talking about my high school team. We played on Fridays, but, you know, she was
moms
just saying.
Moms do that.
Yeah. You know, just being prepared, you know, never, you know, the Dolphins are still a great team. This is still the NFL. You know, they can come out here and put up 40 points, you know. They have great receivers, quarterback that's growing, you know, and they have good guys on defense as well, so.
Levi, this has been not just this year, but this past defense has been excellent for almost 2 years now, number three in the NFL in average yards. I think you guys give up – I know you give up less than 200. I think it's like 187 yards passing per game. Mm-hmm. What's left to be done in this pass offense? What can you do better, do you think?
Taking the ball away. Yeah. And I made a comment earlier. I said, dang, everyone has an interception except me. So it's got to start with me, you know. And then, you know, just all of us – you know, just having even more communication. You know, we watched some film on some things we missed that could have given us even more opportunities to make plays on the ball. So I think just developing that communication, you know, will go a long way.
Three straight home games. Mm-hmm. You guys given that any thought, talked about it at all?
No, but I thought personally I'm excited for that. You know, I think we have the best fans in the NFL, you know, and my house is 10 minutes down the road, so I don't really like traveling too much on the planes. So I'm excited for that to play at home.
What'd you do on the bye week? What'd you get done last week?
Yeah. Went to the dentist, went to Charlotte for a second, saw my mom, got a crown put on my tooth, and then went down to Miami and relaxed down there with my fiance. It was raining terribly, but.
In Miami?
In Miami every single
day. How about it?
Yeah. I was upset a little bit. I went down there for the sun and it was raining.
That doesn't bother me so much. I don't know why that is.
I was upset.
Yeah, I bet.
Know that. But it was good. It was a good time to get off my feet and relax.
And you mentioned you feel good about coming back too, getting back to work, huh?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's no place like Buffalo. You know, I'm always excited to leave. And then 3 days in, I'm like, yo, I want to get back, you know. And it's just great to be back. I'm glad that it wasn't as cold when I flew in yesterday. So
it was always nice yesterday.
It was nice.
People come in and normal, like Murph and I, you get a couple of weeks off a year, you get your vacation time mm-hmm. a year. But when you get a bye week in the NFL, you took like from, you know, 4, 5, 6 days off, it feels like a long time because of the grind and the routine of everyday life in the NFL. It felt like a long time this bye week, did it not?
Oh, for sure. And then, you know, when you just set on a structure and a schedule, you know, for so long, we're 11 plus weeks already since camp. You're like, what do I do with myself? I have all this time. I'm relaxed, but I kind of want to get back. I want to get back to the
things
team.
To do,
So, like I said, it was good time to get away from football, but, you know, now we're back for good, you know, so I think we're going to stay focused.
Back to work.
back to work.
Levi, thanks for this. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having me.
Good Levi Wallace, Bills Corner. Steve and I coming back with more One Bills Live from Seneca Studio in Orchard Park. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.